Thank you for joining us for the CMC Weekly Podcast. God has a fulfilling and rewarding life for you as you pursue His plan with all of your heart. Our prayer is that you'll find direction and wisdom as you connect with us through our weekly podcast. Join us now for a message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
You ready to receive the word? Are you ready to hear what God's got to say to you? This past month, it's been a lot. It's been a whole lot. For the last 15 days, Terry and I have been in four different states in the last 15 days. Many of you have been in lots of different Christmas parties, a lot of different family members' houses. I woke up in the middle of the night a few nights ago, laying in bed, and I was trying to figure out where I was, and more importantly, where the bathroom was. I don't know if you've ever been in that situation when you're just, I don't know where the bathroom is, and I'm not sure where we are right now. And it was a weird feeling. I don't know, this morning, Terry and I are having our coffee, and she has no idea what day of the week it is. None. I mean, we're just all out of sorts with our schedule. You don't even know. For all those whose head is spinning from all the activities and travel, you're not even sure where you are. You are now in church. It's Wednesday night service. It's January the 3rd. Our bathrooms are right out there in the foyer. So, hey, that's a serious issue, especially when you get at my age. You need to know where that is. But it's been a great time of celebration, and it's been a great time of celebrating the birth of Jesus. We've enjoyed it. And as the world celebrated the holy day of turning our calendar from 2017 years since Jesus to 2018 years since Jesus. Traditionally, that's done with the making of New Year's resolutions. So the title of the message is New Year's Resolutions. I want to talk a little bit about that. With the celebration of Thanksgiving, we gather with friends and family, and we eat a big meal. That's the way we celebrate Thanksgiving, by eating way, way, way too much. Why do we do that? How did that tradition start? Well, to thank God in the fall for a bountiful blessing during the harvest season, the pilgrims and the Indians got together with family and friends and shared a big meal. And that's the way you gave thanks, and that was the tradition of celebrating for God's abundance in our life, was eating abundantly. The second holy day, the holiday season means holy day, the second one was Christmas, and on that day we exchanged presents. We don't give presents at Thanksgiving. I don't know if you've noticed, we've got a lot of birthdays that we celebrate. Columbus Day and Martin Luther King Day, George Washington Day. We don't give presents. Why do we give presents on Christmas? Why is that? Why do we have evergreen trees? Why do we have wreaths on our door? Why is that? Well, God so loved the world that He gave. And the way we celebrate that is by giving evergreen trees is a tradition, because it symbolizes everlasting life. So those traditions have meaning in what we're celebrating. All right, we are here in the third holy day, the holy day, the holiday season. The third holy day is New Year's. We just celebrated on Monday another year of life on earth since Jesus. And that's what we celebrated on Monday, another year of life on earth since Jesus came. And traditionally, what do we do on New Year's Day and at this time of year? Traditionally, we make New Year's resolutions. We give presents on this day. Traditionally, we eat turkey on this day. Well, traditionally, on New Year's Day, we make New Year's resolutions. And not just on that day, but in these few days, the first few days of a new year is a day for New Year's resolution. Well, why do we do that? Where did that tradition come from? Well, you look in the dictionary, resolution, or the word to resolve, and the dictionary tells us decision as to future action. Decision as to future action. The second definition the dictionary gives is a fixed purpose or intent. Here's what I'm going to do. A fixed purpose or intent. All right, New Year's Day is the first day of a new calendar year, marking the time since Jesus. Why is that a holy day? Why is that a holy celebration? Why is the tradition of New Year's resolution? Because we're celebrating Jesus. That's why it's a holy day. The tradition of New Year's resolution. Why are we at this time saying, okay, here's what we're going to do? Okay, to understand the traditions of Thanksgiving, we've got to go back and study a little history. To understand the traditions of Christmas, we got to go back and study a little history. So, for us to understand the tradition of New Year's resolutions, we need to go back and study a little history. So, I want to give us a quick history lesson here over just the next few minutes. Mankind was created by God. He was put on a perfect earth in a perfect world. There were none of the problems that we face today. We were in a perfect situation. And that's what God's intention was for man. Turn to Romans chapter 5. Man wanted to be his own God. Man wanted to be the one calling the shots. Man wanted to be his own God. So in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world, and Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Adam's sin brought sin into the world, and all mankind became sinners. And we lived in a sinful world. For the next 4,000 years, all man could do was cover his sin. Make what the Old Testament says, make atonement for his sin. That word means to cover. It can't be done away with. It can't be forgiven. It's just covered. So for 4,000 years, we had the blood of a spotless lamb that covered or made atonement for our sin. 2018 years ago, Romans chapter 5, verse 6. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because of our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be an offering for our sin so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Right with God through Christ. Man was separated from God because of sin. No relationship with God. Y'all remember we've been studying this in Hebrews. We've studied this in our series on the tabernacle. Only the priest could go in with the blood of your animal and ask God to overlook your sin. Now, God made Christ, who never sinned, to be an offering for our sin, and we've been made right with God. That was so world-shattering. That was so world-shattering in what that meant for all of mankind. Up until that time, the world's calendar had been kept before the flood and after the flood. That's the dating system of the world. But the event of Jesus coming and not just covering our sin like a lamb did, but forgiving our sin like the perfect lamb sacrifice, that was so life-altering, life-changing, such a powerful effect on the world that all those who believed in him, he gave the right to be children of God, forgiven of their sins. That was so huge that the world changed the dating system. The world changed the calendar, and instead of it being dated before the flood and after the flood, it then began to be dated before Christ and after his death. Before Christ and after Christ. noting the years that man has lived since. Chapter 5, verse 17. Whoever belongs to Christ has become a new creation. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. And we've had 2,018 years since I'm a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things can become new for me. And it's been 2,000 years. You're 2,017 years. And on the first, it's now 2,018 years that you can have a brand new life. And we're celebrating that. And to celebrate out with the old and in with the new, to celebrate now that being a possibility in our life, we make New Year's resolutions. Because we couldn't make a New Year's resolution before then. We were enslaved to sin. But since Jesus came, now to celebrate God sending His Son, we give presents because God gave a gift to the world. So to celebrate a new beginning, to celebrate old things passing away and all things becoming new, to celebrate that, we can and we do make New Year's resolutions. Traditionally, we eat on Thanksgiving because that's what the pilgrims did. Traditionally, we give gifts on Christmas because that's what God did. On New Year's, we resolve for a new life because that's what Jesus did. New Year's resolutions are a part of our tradition. And I've been encouraging everybody in our church to keep these traditions because of the truth that's behind them. Don't let these traditions become meaningless to you. Keep these traditions in these three holy days because of the truth that's behind them. We need to keep with the tradition of making New Year's resolutions. We need to keep that. Don't keep living life the same way. Jesus came 2,018 years ago, so you don't have to keep living life the same way. In this same old cycle, in this same old rut, in this same old lifestyle, and because of what Jesus did, we need to make New Year's resolutions. I'm going to resolve to do it different this year. I'm going to resolve to have a different life this year. Now, let me just digress here just for a minute and tell you, you make your own New Year's resolutions. We got a problem at my house, a real problem. A huge problem. Because for the whole last week, my wife has been making my New Year's resolutions. It's been difficult. Here's what you're going to do this next year. Here's your New Year's resolution for this next year. Okay, well, and it's not just one. Here's you another New Year's resolution, and here's what you're going to work on. She's passed this on because I got a text the other day from my daughter Lindley, and she said, my two kids think this house is a trash dumpster and they think I'm their maid. I'm about to make them some New Year's resolutions. Well, okay, here's what I want to tell you. That's not how this works. Now, I'm just preaching to everybody out here. That's not how this works. Because 2,018 years ago, Jesus paid the price and the penalty for our sin, that all who receive Him can be set free. Because of that, you make your own New Year's resolution. Now, my wife doesn't understand this. She thinks it's her job to make my New Year's resolution. Now, we sort of had a discussion about this the other day. And she told me she would let me make my own New Year's resolutions, but I can't seem to make the right ones. And so since I'm unable to do it correctly, then she is going to step in and make them for me. That's not how this works. And the point of the sermon is that's not how this works. Because Jesus, 2,018 years ago, set you free. don't still live enslaved to the way you have been living. Resolve in your heart, here's what I am going to do different this year. You, me, we need to make some changes. And you resolve in your heart to do it. You resolve in your heart to act a different way. You resolve in your heart to respond to life in a different way. You resolve to think different. You resolve to be different. See, and we've all heard this, insanity. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. Let me ask you, what is it? We're in the first of January. We're in the first week here. What is it, the first of January 2018, that you want different in your life? What is it that you want different in your life for you? This isn't what you want different for your husband. It's what do you want different for you? And I don't know what that is for you. That's why everybody makes their own resolutions. What is it for you? Do you desire more knowledge in the Word? Do you desire a closer walk with the Lord? That is a desire that you have. Then make a New Year's resolution. Your resolution would be, I'm going to spend 15 more minutes each day reading the Word. I'm going to spend 15 minutes more each day in prayer. See, you don't desire more knowledge in the Word and not resolve to do anything about it. You desire more knowledge of the Word, then this is the week of the year when you decide, here's what I'm going to do about that to ensure that at the end of this year, I am closer to what desires in my heart. Well, what is it that you want? You just want more money in your bank account. I want more money in my bank account. That's what I want. Okay? Then you resolve to cut your spending. You resolve to cut back on some of your monthly expenses. I'm going to cut this out. I'm going to stop this. Tell them to turn this off. I'm not paying for this anymore. And then I'll take that $20 a month. I'll take that $60 a month. And I will, instead of paying it to them, I will put it in the bank account. And by the end of the year, I will have more money in this account. See, what is it that you desire? You desire less weight. Want to lose some weight? What is it? Your New Year's resolution will be, I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to exercise. I will take in less calories and I will burn more calories. See, you don't just wish. You make New Year's resolutions. See, you resolve in your heart to do what you need to do to get you there. I desire to be productive in church. I really want to be more productive in church. I don't want to just come and sit. I want to be productive in church. Okay, we've been talking about this. Get with Brandon. Find out what we need some volunteers for. Get with Sarah. Find out the volunteers for the nursery. Get with our cleaning crew. Find out when I can come and clean. See, don't just think about it. You make a New Year's resolution to get you toward your goal. Now, here is the point of this New Year's resolution, this sermon. Because we just celebrated 2017 years since Jesus, and we turn that to 2018 years, don't start off this year with desires in your heart and end up at the end of this year with those same desires while you did nothing about it. That's what I want to talk about. You've got desires in your heart, and everybody does. We've got desires. We've got things that we want to happen in our life. Now, the first week of the year, now is the time to do something about that. Don't start off this year with desires in your heart and end this year with those same desires while you've done nothing about it. New Year's resolution. The dictionary says, a decision as to future action, a fixed purpose or intent. It's very interesting, and I've always found this interesting. Very interesting period of history, right after the Civil War. And right after Lincoln gave us the Emancipation Proclamation. And when that proclamation was made, it was a very interesting period in history there, as many slaves, all excited about their freedom, went right back to their former master's farms because that was the only life they knew. And they were all excited about their freedom, but okay, so now tomorrow, what am I going to do? Well, I'll just go back. And it was very interesting to read that period of history and think about, it was quite a process to get those freed slaves to live free. It was quite a process to get those people that had been brutally enslaved, wrongfully enslaved, to now think free, to now act free. And it's the same with us. You ask Jesus into your heart, and a freedom comes to you like you can't hardly express. Many of you remember that happening. Maybe it was in a youth service. Maybe it was in a church service. Maybe it was in a revival. For a lot of you, it was just by yourself driving down the road. It was by yourself at the edge of your bed one night. Many of you, but you remember, wow. You remember you just felt lighter. You remember that feeling of freedom when you asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins. And you truly received forgiveness. Man, it was like a cold shower on a hot day. You were forgiven of your sins. Wow. You went to bed just, wow. The next morning, you get up, your buddy's called. Hey, man, what are you doing? Well, I'm coming by. Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing? You get out of your rehab program. You get out of your 10-step program. You get out of celebrating recovery. You get out of your deliverance. And the next day, what are you doing? You go right back in to the life. You leave the doctor's office and he says, here's what you need to do. Here's what, and I've had those conversations with my doctor. Here's where you are, here's what you're facing, and here's what you're doing. Oh, I know it. Next time you're in the convenience store, you walk right over. I mean, we go back to the life that we know. And it's very difficult for us to live in the freedom that we've been given. And that's what New Year's resolutions are for, and that's what they're about. They're provided for us by Jesus. And you, because of the blood of Jesus, you can resolve to do it different. You can resolve. I'm not going to have a home like the home I was raised in. I'm not going to be the dad that my dad was to me. I'm not going to be. You can resolve to make a change in your life. All of you men here from Teen Challenge, let me talk to you just a second. You're in this center. And I'm thrilled you come here on Wednesday nights. I'm thrilled you're coming to our church. I'm thrilled Teen Challenge brings the bus and brings y'all here. God has given you men an opportunity to change. He's given you an opportunity to change. He sent Jesus now 2018 years ago, so you don't have to be enslaved to what you've been enslaved to. You don't have to. You can, because of Jesus, be forgiven, be given a brand new start, and you can live different. Old things can pass away for you, and all things can become new. You've lost a lot of your loved ones' trust, and trust can be earned back. You can earn trust back. You can recreate. You can bury an old person. Old thing's dead. You can be buried with Christ. And that old person can be buried with Christ. And you are given, right now, tonight, you have been given an opportunity to be somebody different. But here's my point. You'll have to make your own New Year's resolution. My wife can't make my New Year's resolutions for me and do any good. And guys, Brother Greg sitting back there can't make a resolution for you that does any good. The leadership down at the center, all of your leaders, they can't make a resolution for you that enables you to leave here and live a different life. You got to come to a point in your life where you are sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm going to live different. Jesus made that possible. See, Jesus made New Year's resolutions possible. The staff at the center can't do it for you. Your parents back home can't do it for you. You will have to if you change in 2018. Because before the end of this year, you'll be out of this center. Either here in the next few weeks or in the next few months or 6 months or a year from now, whatever. You're going to be out of this center, and you will have to resolve to live different. You have to have a New Year's resolution. You have to. And nobody can do that. You say, the first week of January 2018, I'm going to live my life different from this point forward. Jesus, thank you for saving me. God, thank you for sending Jesus to save me. Lord Jesus, thank you for making it possible that I can become new. Now it's my turn. Now it's my turn. See, God's done all he can do for you. Now it's my turn. I'm making New Year's resolution. This week, I'm making a New Year's resolution. I will live different in this coming year. That's what I'm going to do. Now my point, in 2018, as we begin this week, every single one of us in here have desires in our heart. But we will all go back to the life we know without a decision as to future action. We will all go back to the life we know without a fixed purpose or intention. And that's the dictionary definition of New Year's resolution. Jesus has set you free. Old things can pass away for you. All things can now become new. Jesus has given us a new year. A new year. We got a new beginning. This is a new year. Now, you got to let old things pass away. You got to let them go. And too often, we give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to old things that need to pass away. Now, when something passes away, you bury it. You don't keep giving it mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and keep it alive. You got bitterness. You got to let it pass away. You got hate. You got to let it go. You got unforgiveness. You got to let that. See, you can't live a new life continuing to carry your hate, your anger, your bitterness. You can't walk into the great life that's ahead for us this year still carrying all of those carryovers from your past life. You can't do it. You got to make a decision as to future action. And that's what we do this week of the year. What area do you desire to be different in? What area do you need to be different in? What area do you need to be different in? And for those of you who don't see any area that you need to be different in, my wife is good at it. She can get with you, and in just a minute, she can put her finger in your face and she can tell you what your New Year's resolution needs to be. She's gifted, I tell you. She's good. So if you're foggy on what you need to change, get with her. But here's the point. You're the one that's got to decide. Somebody else can tell you what it is. Somebody else can point it out to you, but you're the one that's going to have to say, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to live like this. Here's my New Year's resolution. This is going to change about my habits. This is going to change about my attitude. This right here is going to change about my thinking. This right here is going to change about my mouth. Here we are, the first of 2018. Here's what I'm saying. At the end of this year, I may still have some problems. I'm probably not going to be perfect. But here's what I'm saying. I'm not going to have this problem. I still may have some things I'm dealing with at the end of this year, but it won't be this one because I'm going to make a change in this. I am going to get a hold of this area. I'm going to make a change. Jesus has set you free. Now decide. You resolve to live free. I want to encourage you in your New Year's resolutions. Jesus made change possible. Things can be new for you. Now commit to a change. Y'all stand. Lord, today, as we gather here the first of this new year, God, our heart is just so grateful beyond words that you sent Jesus to give us a brand new start. Lord, we're grateful to you. We're grateful to you for washing our sins away, for cleansing us of our sins, and for giving us the opportunity for a new life. Lord, to now, as we're here the very first week of this new year, Lord, we make some resolves in our hearts. We make some resolutions in these next few days to live different, to be different, to act different, to think different, to talk different. And Lord, tonight we realize nobody else can do this for us. Nobody else can do this for us. Lord, this is between you and I. And each one of us in here makes some resolutions that this year will be different for us. And Lord, tonight we give you thanks. Amen.
You have been listening to the Christian Ministries Church Weekly Podcast. Join us each week for more messages from CMC.